Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Troy Rawlings, and this is The Spotlight. Today, our special guest is the owner of PianoSD. Is that .com?
Yes.
.com. It's a place in several different places, but it's actually worldwide now. PianoSD.com. Mr. Rick Overton, how are you?
Great. How you doing?
I'm great, man. Good to finally get you in here and like we're not in front of a thousand of these gorgeous. Play a little something. Let people know that we're actually near a piano.
It's good. It's good for you to be here.
There you go. So you know we're always on location. Of course, we could be in his living room with this big grand. Just set your mind wherever you want us to be. We're there. Piano SD. So before we get into talking about the business and what you guys do, where are you from, Rick?
Well, originally I'm from Aurora, North Carolina, a little town about 500 people on the coast of North Carolina.
North Kakalaki.
There you go. Long ways from North Carolina.
Okay. So you were from North Carolina, came up, mom, dad, brothers, sisters.
Yes. I was there. I moved to Nashville, Tennessee in about 1995. So I actually call Nashville home.
Oh.
Because everybody knows where Nashville is, and not very many people know where Aurora, North Carolina is.
Now, Nashville is like, it's funny because we talk about that now. We talk about Nashville, and I always hear people saying that they moved to, when I hear people say they moved to Los Angeles to do music, it always sounds kind of funny to me. I think of New York. They're pushing Atlanta to be a big thing, but of course Nashville is like one of the music capitals of the world now.
Right, right.
So, and most people, some people know, some people don't know. And I guess between Elvis and Timberlake, they're making Tennessee.
Oh, wait a second. That's Memphis, though.
Yeah, they're kind of making.
Don't get them mixed up.
Yeah. What is the thing with Memphis?
Memphis is the blues.
Memphis is the blues.
And Nashville would be more gospel.
Gospel?
Country,
gospel.
But now, lately, it's become jazz, classical. It's very well-rounded city.
Yeah.
Very well-rounded city.
So when did you start tickling the ivories?
Oh, I started when I was about 12 years old.
12?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I started playing it because I loved gospel music then, still love it today. And all of my heroes were, you know, Liberace or Oscar Peterson, Art Tatum, all of those guys when I was growing up.
Yeah, we were talking about Oscar Peterson.
Oh, my God, what a monster. Andre Crouch.
Yeah.
I was a fan of Andre Crouch's. Like, the very first time I heard him, I was about 13 or 14, and I was in love day one with Andre Crouch, of course, a piano player.
Yeah. So, and I was about to ask you who are some of your influences, but you jumped all over that. But we talk about this because with you know what I do with doing the jazz concerts and the events, a big portion of why I do what I do is to introduce music, and especially live music and instrumentation, to a generation that it seems like a lot of them don't play instruments, but it seems like you had to play. It was like a part of your education.
Absolutely.
Before.
Absolutely.
And now it's not as much so. It's
not,
kind of like you have an option.
Yeah, not as much. I mean, you know, I got into piano retail in 1980, about 1984, I guess, somewhere around 1984.
Okay.
And one of the things we noticed has been a trend among every classification across the board in the United States is the love for piano or the need for piano in homes has dwindled to like just a portion of the people. Like mm-hmm. when I was growing up, I'm a lot older than you, but when I was growing up, you know, everybody had a piano. It didn't matter. Everybody had a piano or an organ in their home.
Right.
And today, very few, comparatively speaking.
And is it, I guess it would just be the interest, the necessity. What do you think was the base of why that was? Because you're absolutely right. If I think back to any, it was so funny. There are people in my family that I don't even know if they played or didn't. I've never seen them play, but I remember grandparents' house, whoever house it was, there was a piano.
They had a piano.
And even if the piano is now furniture and you sit stuff on it,
mm-hmm.
if you, hold up, that's piano's been
just part of our culture. I mean, to me, when we were growing up, if you had a piano in your house, that means you probably had an education background. You had some measure of status. Today, we don't see it that way. And of course, you know, I don't see all of this as a bad thing, because technologically we can do everything on a computer and create music and sounds and do all those things and create orchestras from the computer that we can't do from the piano.
Right.
But still, with every musical instrument starts at the piano.
Right.
Everything starts with the piano.
Right. And the fact of feeling it, I mean, it's cool to you shouldn't have to wait till you produce something that comes out of some studio speakers that's bumping to bob your head, when you can your feet, the floor, your hands, your body,
and absolutely.
Each time you play notes, every time someone plays a note in a piano, the guitar gives you the same thing. You see it on some horns too, but I guess any instrument is an extension of the person.
That's exactly right.
So, and I just don't see that as much. You know, you may have somebody like 2 Chainz doing a hip hop song, hitting a couple ding, ding, ding. And he's like, yes, I feel the ding, ding. He was like, okay, calm down. You know, versus, and don't get me wrong, I remember, I love Frankie Beverly and Maze. And Maze is an amazing rhythm. Like, there are no horns in Maze, if you think about it.
Right.
It's an amazing rhythm section.
Right.
But I remember Frankie Beverly doing his little tune for Joy and Pain. Doom, doo-doo-doom, doom, doo-doo-doom, doo-doo-doom. You know, they'll bring out a little roller or whatever just for him to play that little piece. But the musicianship, even no matter what level, from basic all the way up to Liberace.
Right.
You know, they feel it.
Right, right.
And,
well, and
I think that's the missing part. I'm putting my daughter in, she's 6, 7, so I want her to, no matter what, I like what Jamie Foxx said, his grandmother said, this is a tool, you're going to need it.
Well, you know, here's the thing. At the end of the day, of course you're making music,
right,
and you're having fun. But here's what music does for you, particularly the piano. Now, most people look at the piano, they say there's 88 notes, I can never learn that. There's really only 12 notes, and you base the other 76 around that basic 12 notes, okay? Mm-hmm. So that's a really important thing to remember. But at the end of the day, it increases your language skills.
Mm-hmm.
In kids, it increases their ability to communicate. It helps with their math. In older adults, it helps with their cognitive functions. They are able to remember more, they're able to see more, they're able to understand more. In some cases, they're able to hear better, they're able to see better, because they're concentrating on one thing rather than a series of things. And it brings them all back to the center, and you're able to focus on something rather than what is happening today with our focus. Is not like our attention span is very short now.
Right, society
compared to what it used to be. And now music will bring your focus back in and help train you to focus on subjects. And so what we're finding, particularly in older adults, that it helps with people who have Alzheimer's, it helps communication skills a great deal. It helps slow down some of the mental issues we see going on out there with seniors.
Right.
It helps motor skills. You know, we find the older piano players can still do things with their fingers that non-piano players are not able to do.
Right. Dexterity.
But with children, we found, and these have been many, many studies, we found that their education not only increases, it increases at a quicker rate than it does with a child who doesn't know or understand music. And that's part of what Piano SD is all about.
Mm. So break it down. Piano SD, what is the core mission and the focus of Piano SD?
Well, in the past, I would say our biggest goal has been to bring the art community as a whole together, regardless of whether your background is classical or jazz or rock and roll or gospel or bluegrass or whatever the case may be. What we're hoping to do, and what our vision is for the future, is to bring together a group of people who can understand and appreciate the keyboard and all of its functions, whether it's a digital piano, an acoustic, a traditional acoustic piano, a synthesizer, organ, harpsichord, clavichord, whatever the case may be, with more of a focus on keyboard instruments.
Okay.
Worldwide, and you mentioned that earlier, worldwide, we have friends in the UK, we have friends in Germany who are, we're working a cooperative effort now to try and bring piano SD into a global society so we can see a lot of growth through entertainment network or a media network that's focused primarily on keyboards and keyboard instruments.
Okay, so I know the core mission of it, but what made you start it? Like, what made you say, you know what, let me do this, and especially doing it online, because it wasn't just like a curriculum or something you had going on, and then you said, okay, we need to put it online. You said, okay, let me present something, because I told you before, when we looked at the website, I was like, okay, it's pretty a pretty well-oiled, functional site to have been around so long.
PianoSD.com has been an entity since 2006. And it has been recreated a couple of times. One of the things, and we talked about this earlier, one of the things that have been very cautious about, we have a lot of teachers, a lot of technicians who are registered there. Mm-hmm. People go in and say, hey, I live in Kansas City, Missouri, and I need a technician, or I need a tuner, or I need a teacher, or I need whatever. Mm-hmm. We have a referral there. You go there, you plug in where you are, and then it tells you who's in the area.
Nice.
And then you send an email, and that email gets sent to whoever the person is. And that referral is free to everybody. Hmm. It's free to the person who's asking, and it's free to the person who's receiving the referral. We did that on purpose because that's what our goal is. Right. Our goal is to connect people out there who have artistic needs and people who are able to supply those needs. And I don't want that to come with a price tag
right.
for anybody. Because there's a lot of people out there who honestly can't afford to make those connections, and right. I don't want to be part of that system. There are other people who can pay for it.
Right.
There's sponsors, and there's dealers, and there's manufacturers and things like that who can help begin to pay for things like that through sponsorships or aid or whatever the case may be. But Piano SD, that is our goal, is to connect people in the arts, particularly in piano and keyboard instruments.
It makes perfect sense. At first I was like, man, that's a resource
that's what
that
everybody
you should be
says.
Able to, yeah, you should
yeah.
be able to pay or get
yeah.
somebody. But it makes perfect sense because what we just said, if people are becoming more and more alienated from having a piano. Now, here's the funny thing. The more affluent people whose homes you go to, it's a regular standard now.
They have a piano.
They have a piano.
Yeah.
But before, it was from a baby grand in somebody's vestibule, whatever, and to the piano up against the wall near the window that was the box piano. Is it certain?
Upright, yeah.
The upright.
Yeah.
The uprights. And the uprights were everywhere.
Right.
Or you'd see the kid had a piano, you see upright, and then you see the kid had a little keyboard in their bedroom. You know, so how do you think we get back to that? What you're doing now is good because it takes piano players, teachers, technicians, and puts them in touch with each other. And I don't, as far as I know, I don't know any site that does it. And now I won't get into the fullness, but pianosd.com, you're going to want to make sure you're in it because they're expanding with some other things they're going to be doing. But, and with your podcast that's coming, you can get to those people because you have those resources for years. But how
right.
do you get the average person who, I wonder if my kid would play, how do you get them back interested in stuff like that? What are some of the things we can do? We're doing a concert side, we'll introduce certain things, but that still has a little...
Well, we have to get past the mindset. I mean, when I was a kid, we had Billy Joel and... Elton John, and we had people like that who naturally, Liberace was a big deal in the 80s and 70s.
Right.
And, you know, that was a culture of that time. that kind of bred that
rock and roll guys that kind of thing,
right? And it was fun and exciting.
Right.
It's still as fun and exciting as it's ever been.
Right.
But it just appears different,
because you don't see that many
people playing.
You're absolutely correct.
But you know, like, okay, here's a funny one: Nicki Minaj.
Right.
I love Nicki,
and
she's a piano player, but she never plays the piano on stage.
And what would happen if she did?
It would help.
Oh my God! And of course, Lady Gaga.
Alicia Keys, Lady Gaga helped. But all of those things, even if you don't, okay. So let's say you don't have an upright piano sitting in your house.
Mm-hmm.
All is not lost if you have a digital piano.
Right, right.
You can still learn the basic A through G. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's a simple thing to learn, but it's stuff that you'll carry with. Okay, look. Most people I know that are my age, I'm 56. I just turned 56 last week.
Okay.
And
acting like he was ancient or something. You're not that much older.
No, but you know, at 56 years old, I'm not going to go out and play football.
Right.
It's not going to happen. But I can still play the piano. I graduated with people who say to me all the time, I wish I had learned to play the piano because I'm not the football hero that I was.
Right, right, right.
And that's what happens. The natural progression that takes place in our bodies, we can't continue to do sports. But that's where all of our money is being funneled in high school and in college. The money is being funneled to the sports side,
right,
and the athletic side is going on. And the money is being sucked out of the music department to fund the athletic thing that they're going to have literally for 5 years max, and they're done.
Yeah, and you know what's so crazy about it? Because I was about to say, well, it's because they built the big stadiums for the sports, and it's on a regular basis, you get more money from it. But at the same time, those same stadiums are used to house major concerts for certain people as well. So that's a good span. I never even thought of it like
well,
that.
If we had
Billy Joel and we had Elton John and we had, you know, Billy Joel was a bona fide rock kid.
Oh yeah.
You know, but classically trained.
Yes.
And you
but
got
think
all of
about
that.
What? How much is the stadium that we're building in Los Angeles now over?
Oh my God.
Over towards East LA is in the hundreds of millions of dollars.
Right.
And imagine just a portion of that money being funneled in. We have one Disney Hall. You know, you seat a couple of 3,000 people in Disney Hall and you think you've really, really aced it.
Right.
But you spend hundreds of millions of dollars on a stadium. I mean, what gives? You're going to watch these guys. Okay, well, that's great. It's fun and all that. And I appreciate it. I'm not a sports
fanatic.
Yeah, but you know, these people enjoy this. The same thing is going on music. Imagine your life every day. Seriously, imagine your life without music.
Without music.
You listen to it. Every aspect of your life is filled with music.
This is something that I try to embrace more because we're so into watching the DVD, putting something on for the kids, doing whatever. But that's true. In the 70s and 80s, when I was coming up, I listened to more radio than I watched TV.
Right.
Because there was always something. I could do my homework listening to, and I'm a person that I can't do my homework or read or write to music with a vocalist. So I'm usually listening to jazz or classical.
Right, right.
Because my mind is listening to the lyrics.
Right.
But if I listen to jazz or classical, I'm good.
Right.
And different people think different ways. I had girlfriends that, friends who were females, period, and they could have the TV on, rap music on, and be talking on the phone while doing their homework. Girls would make that up. It was like, how are you doing?
But they're smarter than we are.
Right, they're way smarter. Their minds are. I won't say this. Their minds are more advanced.
Well, I'm just going to tell you, they're smarter than we are.
All right. So if you're just popping into this podcast, I don't know how you do that. This is a radio thing I'm about to say. But I'm talking to Rick Overton with PianoSD.com. We talked about why it's important, and we're going to start implementing certain things. I'm so glad that PianoSD is going to be working with concerts in and around Los Angeles, in and around the United States as a whole. So if you are a pianist interested in piano, a concert promoter, if you're any kind of musician, if you're a teacher, trainer, technician, PianoSD.com is where you want to go. It's going to be an amazing resource, even more coming into this next generation.
Even more.
Even more. So as we wrap up this interview, where would you like to be? Not even envision yourself. Where would you like to be in the next 2 years with this?
In the next 2 years? I want to be the center. I want Piano SD to be the center of everything piano and keyboard related. Hmm. And I know that seems like a big goal, but I believe that we can get there. Yeah. Your help, along with I have some other friends that are going to be assisting, I think that we can change the culture. At the end of the day, seriously, at the end of the day, I want you to write on my tombstone that I made a difference. I made a difference not only for our industry, but I made a difference for the people as a whole to raise music education, and all the things that music can do to enhance your life.
One of the main things I like so much, of course, you have a passion to do it. And you have the passion and the goal to say, we can do this. And it's not a hard fix. It just takes, like you said, not just the dollars, because as the interest goes, the dollars will go. And
I'm not concerned about the dollars. The dollars will be there.
The dollars will be there.
Or not.
But the interest.
Right.
If we get the interest, everything shifts.
Right.
And we have a young generation that can learn anything just like they're learning iPads. And what's funny is everything they do now has to do with hand and finger dexterity.
And they're born knowing how to operate a cell phone and a computer. They're born like day two.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They want their cell phone and they can show you how to operate it. It makes me nuts.
I was like, I don't know what's going on. My daughter said, let me see that. I'll find a way. You know you can do this over here. I was like, I didn't even know you
could
go. Yeah, it's crazy.
And that's where technology is going with digital pianos.
Right.
I mean, these guys instinctively know when they sit down in front of the piano what all of these functions are. They take the rest of us a while to learn. And they instinctively know what to do and where to go.
And you're talking about NAMM. You see it all the time. And you watch a NAMM video, and these guys are like, oh, this is nice. This is new. And next thing you know,
which is all well and good, but they still need to understand the mechanics of A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Right.
They just need to understand the mechanics. Again, as bright as they are, just understanding the mechanical function of A through G on the piano, keyboard, digital keyboard, synthesizer, organ or what have you, just knowing and understanding the mechanics and how to make that work will increase their ability to learn and increase their ability to communicate and will increase them as a person all the way around.
Rick Overton. All right, tell people one more time how to get in touch. We know about PianoSD.com, PianoSD.com, Piano S is in Sam, D is in dog.com. How else can they get in touch with you? If they want to,
The easiest thing to do is just email me. If they have questions or they have things, there's a spot on the website. Mm-hmm. You can just click in and shoot me an email if they have questions or needs. Okay. Glad to help in any way we can. Thank you so much for your time today.
Oh no, man! Thank you. Thank you for all you're doing. And we're excited. We're excited to be partnering up with PianoSD.com and Rick Overton. So stay tuned.